Okay, welcome. We have a really critical deep dive for you today. We're looking at a major consumer security issue. It seems to be really hitting hard in Nigerian markets like Lagos, Abuja.
That's right.
And it's all centered around, believe it or not, a product that doesn't actually exist. People are talking about the iPhone 17.
Yeah, the iPhone 17, that's kind of our jumping off point. We've pulled together quite a few sources and they all detail this this really widespread consumer fraud. You've got these, well, sophisticated counterfeiters tricking people.
Tricking them into buying these phones
that, yeah.
Well, they look real, but they're incredibly dangerous.
Exactly. So our mission here is simple. Break down how the scam actually works, really expose the digital risks involved because they are significant, and then give you a sort of essential checklist to protect yourself.
Okay, let's get into it. Unpack this. The core mechanism.
Yeah.
It sounds almost basic, but the execution is clearly pretty slick.
It is.
Scammers are grabbing older iPhones. The sources mention models like the iPhone 11, maybe the 12.
Yep, those specific ones.
And they're basically giving them a makeover.
Mm-hmm.
New screens, new casings, making them look shiny and new.
Brand new. And then they slap this iPhone 17 label on or imply it's the latest thing and sell it for, you know, close to what you'd expect to pay for a premium legitimate phone.
That iPhone 17 branding is almost genius in its audacity. It distracts you.
It really does. And what's kind of fascinating, or maybe alarming, is the environment that lets this happen.
Right. Why is this working so well there?
Well, it's exploiting a couple of things. First, genuine new iPhones. They're incredibly expensive in the region, just excessively high prices. That puts a lot of pressure on consumers.
Okay, so people are looking for a deal.
Exactly. Combine that intense desire for a deal with markets that are, let's say, not heavily regulated, and boom, you've got the perfect storm. It creates this huge opening for really professional-looking fakes to just pour in, and the price is tempting. It's just low enough compared to the real thing that people think, maybe this is legit.
So, okay, the phone looks good on the outside. Brand new screen, shiny case. Why is this more than just, you know, getting ripped off financially? Why is it an existential risk, as some sources put it, to your digital life?
Ah, that's the critical part. Because the deception runs way deeper than just the cosmetics. First off, the obvious. You buy one of these, you get zero official Apple warranty. Nothing.
Okay, so no support if it breaks.
Right. But much, much more critical is what's inside. Because the internal hardware, the guts of the phone, it's old. It's an iPhone 11 or 12. And that means the device literally cannot run the latest iOS software updates.
And for the average person, what does missing out on those updates actually mean? Why is that so bad?
It means your digital life is wide open, seriously vulnerable. We're talking about known security holes, things Apple fixed in later updates, but this phone can't get them.
So hackers know these weaknesses exist.
Precisely. They know how to exploit them. This opens the door to intercepting your data, installing banking trojans to steal your money, even, in some cases, taking over the device remotely. It's bad. So you're paying like double what the old phone is actually worth, only to basically invite criminals into your digital life.
Yeah.
Your banking apps, your private messages, all exposed.
Okay, that paints a pretty grim picture. The danger level is incredibly high.
Mm.
So people need defense strategies urgently.
Mm.
What are the absolute must-do rules from the sources to protect yourself?
Right. There are three key things, non-negotiable, really. The first, and probably the most powerful, check. Always. Always check the serial number.
Where do you check it?
Immediately, before you even hand over money, if possible, go to Apple's official website. There's a section to check coverage or serial numbers. Punch it in. It must match the model you think you're buying, and it should show a valid purchase or activation status. If it says iPhone 11 and they're selling it as 17, run.
Got it. That's the digital verification. What about just looking at the thing, the physical inspection?
Good point. That's rule number two. Inspect everything. Really scrutinize it. The counterfeiters, even the good ones, often mess up the packaging. Look for quality issues,
yeah,
like typos on the box, mismatched fonts. Is the Apple logo slightly blurry or off color?
A little detail.
Exactly. If the whole unboxing experience just feels a bit cheap or off, trust that instinct. The device is almost certainly fake.
Makes sense. And the third rule.
Buy smart. Rule three. Only buy from authorized retailers. This is crucial. Stick to places you know are legitimate partners. The sources specifically flag trusted names like Slot Nigeria or iConnect as examples of authorized sellers.
Okay, so verify online, inspect physically, and buy from trusted sources.
That's the trifecta.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here? It seems pretty clear. Trying to save a bit of cash on a big-ticket item like an iPhone, especially when the deal seems too good to be true.
It usually is.
Yeah, it's just never worth jeopardizing your entire digital security, your financial information, everything.
Absolutely not. The potential cost of that bargain is astronomical compared to the savings.
Sobering stuff.
It is. And maybe this leaves you with a final thought to chew on. We see here how high prices and, you know, unregulated markets can fuel really sophisticated fraud like this. So the question for you becomes, how does knowing this change where you decide to buy things? Not just high-end tech, but maybe even everyday tech purchases. Does it make you think twice about the marketplace itself? Because ultimately, vigilance isn't just about checking serial numbers. It's about understanding the environment. The vigilance is maybe the best software update you can have.